Dropping to the floor in front of a startled scrub woman, she hopped up, brushed the rushes off her clothes, and was off again, out of the door, and along a long hall, down a stair, across a hidden courtyard, around a corner, and over a wall, and through a long, narrow window into a pitch-dark cellar. The sounds grew more and more distant behind her. Arya was out of breath, and quite thoroughly lost. She was in for it now, if they had recognized her. But she didn't think they had. She moved too fast. Swift as a deer. She hunkered down in the dark against a damp stone wall and listened for the pursuit, but the only sound was the beating of her own heart and a distant drip of water. Quiet as a shadow, she told herself. She wondered where she was. When they had first come to King's Landing, she used to have bad dreams about getting lost in the castle. Father said the Red Keep was smaller than Winterfell, but in her dreams it had been immense, an endless stone maze with walls that seemed to shift and change behind her. She would find herself wandering down gloomy halls, past faded tapestries, descending endless circular stairs, darting through courtyards or over bridges, her shouts echoing unanswered. In some of the rooms the red stone walls would seem to drip blood, and nowhere could she find a window. Sometimes she would hear her father's voice, but always from a long way off, and no matter how hard she ran after it, it would grow fainter and fainter until it faded to nothing, and Arya was alone in the dark.